Well, here at the Farm Progress Show, and just wrapped up the Bayer Luncheon, and had a chance to sit down with Randy Myers, who is a fungicides product manager for Bayer. Randy, specifically, let's share what you do for Bayer.
Well, I'm responsible for our broadacre fungicides for row crops. So if it's got something to do with corn, soybeans, wheat, barley, peanuts, rice, those are all fungicide products that I manage. And within that portfolio, we have a broad range of fungicides for so many crops to help address most of the disease issues that growers might have.
Well, let's specifically talk corn and soybeans because we are in Illinois. So let's talk specifically about those two and what initiatives you guys are going to broaden that spectrum.
In the corn soybean arena, our primary product is Stratego Yield. It's been in the market now for a couple of years, and it's a relatively new product because of the triazole component it has that's unique. It has unique attributes and brings some characteristics that hadn't been available to growers in the past. One of the things that we're working on more specifically for corn growers is a new application timing. Now, over the past few years, a tassel application has been quite consistently used across the Midwest. But we're also looking at an additional timing early season. Early season, let's say, timing between, say, V4 and V7 when the plants are out there. Over two-thirds of the cornfields in the U.S., growers are going across fields at that time anyway, making a herbicide spray. And what we've been able to research is if you spray a fungicide in the tank at that same time, you can save those application costs, and the consistent return on investment is quite impressive. You get a yield increase, you get a healthier plant that's well established, and there's also advantages for harvestability, standability, things of that nature. The way the Stratego Yield works is it prevents some of the infections coming from the soil getting up into the middle canopy, which is where the target protection area is. That's where the photosynthetic engine for the plant is. If you can keep those infections coming from the soil up into that part of the canopy, it does a tremendous job in helping to boost the health of the overall plant and the yield that one gets at the end of the season.
Kind of killing two birds with one stone, and efficiency on the farm is something producers are always thinking about. The future, I'm talking to some herbicide people earlier today. They were talking about how there's no, there's nothing in the chemistry labs going on right now when it comes to new innovations within the herbicide industry. And it could be 10 to 20 years if we ever see, you know, because there's nothing new on the pipeline. Is that the thing with fungicide, or are they having to make do with what we got when it comes to the science and the new discovery of that?
Well, one of the things with the herbicide arena that's a little bit different is if you go to talk to a corn soybean grower, they will spray a herbicide regardless. So that applies a different type of selection pressure and allows resistance to develop more quickly. With fungicides, we have the advantage of having two very strong primary modes of action now that help reduce the risk of that resistance developing. So we've got good tools. Now, that said, it's important that we retain those modes of action because they are so effective. And in order to do that, we have to make sure we don't apply, say, a strobilurin product, a one mode of action, by itself. We need to have two modes of action in the tank in order to ensure that we don't get those selection pressures. Right now, we have a disease called frog eye leaf spot in soybeans, which is resistant to strobilurin chemistries. So we have one disease in corn soybeans. In crops around the world, there are resistance issues with fungicides, and we don't want those to become problematic in this geography, in the United States, in our corn soybean area. So because it's starting to peek its head over the edge in soybeans, it's important in both crops, corn and soybeans, that we not apply solo strobilurin products to make sure that we retain the utility of that mode of action and that chemistry. So it's important that growers be aware of what the issues are and take steps to ensure that we retain the utility, the full utility of that important tool.
Well, that kind of leads into something else I want to ask is what do you feel is one of the most alarming things that's happening to the fungicides? What's some of the you talked about the resistance in that one particular fungicide. Is there anything else that's just farmers are really struggling with that is from across the board on corn and soybean field?
I don't know if we can, alarming maybe is the wrong word, but growers are learning how to use the tools better. If we think about how long soybeans and corn have been treated with fungicides, they're still relatively young. They started treating soybeans more broadly across the United States, first in 2005, and corn by 2006. So with time, growers learn how to use the tools better, and they'll be used more widely than they have in the past. And as that spreads and as knowledge grows, growers will use these tools effectively. There's just a few watch-outs, such as resistance development, making sure that doesn't become a problem. There's nothing right now that I can think of, at the moment. It's a bad thing in the horizon.
Yeah.
Just things that if we're cognizant of, we can reduce the impact of them. And the fungicides as a tool will only continue to grow.
Well, let's move over to the wheat side of things. You said Prosaro is another product that you work with.
Yeah, Prosaro is one of the preeminent fungicides in wheat. When we grow our surveys, ask growers all across the country what they perceive the best fungicide is, best performing fungicide, Prosaro is the top fungicide. It's broad spectrum that it's unparalleled in the spectrum of diseases it controls, be it leaf diseases or head diseases. The head diseases are what really kind of separate Prosaro from the pack, because scab, Fusarium head blight, is the most difficult to control disease in wheat. And it's becoming a bigger and bigger problem for growers all across the United States as growers shift to no-till and as they grow more corn. This pathogen attacks corn as well, so it survives in the corn residue. So as more and more corn acres are being planted out there and used in rotation with wheat, this disease has become a bigger and bigger issue for growers. And growers have been having to take steps to make sure the disease doesn't limit their production and the quality of the wheat that they're harvesting.
Well, you cover all the crops, the entire spectrum when it comes to fungicide and the management of those fungicides. Looking into the future, talking peanuts and corn and soybeans and wheat and all those things, what do you see?
Well, they're going to continue to grow. These crops are so important. And the production capabilities, the demand for these different crops is only going to increase. And so it's important that we keep providing tools for growers to help them move in that direction and become more and more productive. We are constantly researching new products to be able to be brought to the marketplace to assist in that race. And whether it's in soybeans, rice, corn, we're constantly on the outlook for bringing new chemistries. And because Bayer is one of these manufacturers who their lifeblood is innovation, it's critical that we continue to bring these new things to the market.
Weather is always an issue. Last year we had a severe drought. This year we've had a cool summer with lots of water. How does that affect the fungicides specifically the corn and soybean fields?
Well, fungi need moisture to be able to develop, so and spread and infect. So water is always important. One of the easiest ways, I suppose, to help keep track of do we have a problem? Look at the condition of your crop. If you've got a healthy crop, then it's very likely you have diseases because they seem to go hand in hand. If you've got the good conditions to make a good crop, you will have the same conditions will be conducive to disease development. So they kind of go hand in hand. One of the things that's a little bit different about what we're doing with our fungicides is especially the Strobilurin class of chemistry. They can affect the physiology of the plants and help the plants be healthier. So even when you have low moisture conditions, we can affect the physiology to make the plants better able to withstand those abiotic stresses. So diseases are the most important component of fungicides, but we have an extra attribute which is being added, the plant health benefits, the ability of the plant to withstand these various stresses, and those are being contributed by our fungicides. So the utility is only getting broader and broader.
Well, thank you, Randy. Talking fungicides with Randy Myers here at the Bayer Crop Science Luncheon here at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Jamie Johansson.